my turn to talk. Frankie, welcome back. Angela, welcome back. You think, Frankie, you think? And I hope everyone is still having a wonderful day. And thank you to anyone who is streaming on any other platforms. Thank you for being patient. Hey, Michelle Jack, welcome. Minnesota, welcome. Brina, thanks for coming back. Welcome back. Hey, Lou. Okay, so I always know when Podbean is going to kick me off. When I first started, the music was kind of slowish and crackly, and then you guys were blinking on and off. I said, I'm going to get shut down. So anyway, I'm back. So today let's talk about heaven points. And I was talking to a friend over the weekend, and she actually said heaven points. I'm like, that's interesting. And we were talking about it. So do you think that you get points? Do you think that if you do something bad that you can make up for it? Like, okay, I was mean to my little brother on Tuesday, but I was super nice to him on Wednesday. So am I going to get heaven points? Am I going to get points in heaven that will give me bonus points to, I guess it's a do-over, you know? Well, you know I sucked, you know, this morning, but this afternoon I'm being like super, super good, super, super nice. You know, is that possible? So Lou says it depends upon what someone does. Now, according to the Bible, every sin is the same. A sin is a sin. You know, man is the one who says, well, this sin is worse, or this sin is worse, or this offense, or this crime, whatever. But the Bible says that every sin is the same. So does it really depend on what someone does? People who murder someone, will they get heaven points if they truly, truly are regretful for what they did? If they are truly sorry for what they did, do they get heaven points? As opposed to someone who, I killed them, and so, you know, is that possible? And Brina says, are we talking repentance or just brownie points? I would say, well, I'm talking brownie points, but the question, but I kind of have to go to the repentance part because, again, I say, if you robbed a bank, you murdered someone, you know, or, you know, you killed your neighbor's dog, but you're really, really sorry. You know, you're really, truly sorry that you did it. Do we get those extra brownie points? Does it matter? You know, but then again, if you be leaving in the Bible, like I said, the Bible says that every sin is the same. So should we try to get brownie points? Should we, you know, some people think, I go to church every Sunday, you know, like, okay, so, but then what are you doing Monday through Saturday? Because a lot of these people who are Bible thumpers who go to church, you know, on Sunday and say, oh, yes, I believe in God, they're the biggest sinners. You know, just because you're waving your Bible and what have you, and, you know, does that give you more heaven points? Does that give you more, you know, like Brina says, brownie points? And then Lou says there are actually a few that are unforgivable, but not according to God. He sent his son down to forgive us our sins. You know, when Jesus died on that cross, all of our sins are forgiven. So they may be unforgivable to men, but they're not unforgivable to God. And Shelby says, I don't think that there really is a such thing. Okay. And Brina says, I think if you repent and actually change, you will be forgiven. But I don't think brownie points transfer after you pass. It just paints you out to be a good person while here. Okay. So then do you believe that a serial killer will get to heaven? Is it possible? Is it possible for a mass shooter to get to heaven? Is it possible for a parent that kills their children or their whole family? Is it possible for them to get to heaven? Or do we just assume that people like that are going to go to hell if you believe that there's a heaven or hell? So when we talk about brownie points and heaven points and then Lou says not every sin is forgiven, but according to God, it is. According to God, it is. And again, that's why we have the New Testament. Because God knew that there was no way that the Ten Commandments that he gave man, beings that sin, there's no way that we would be able to follow those ten rules. It's impossible. Honor thy father and mother. How many of us have gone through our lives honoring our father and mother? And when I say honor, I'm talking about, did you ever talk back to your parents? Did you ever stomp out the room? Did you ever act like a spoiled brat because you couldn't get something? It's impossible. You know, and then Brina says, we don't forgive, but ultimately it's God's work when their life is done. You're right. You're right. And Lou says, one internal or unforgivable sin, blasphemy against Holy Spirit, also known as sin unto death. Yes. But in the end, it's up to God. So are we going to So do we get those brownie points? Juju, well, welcome. Okay, and then Brian says, I forgive a serial killer or anyone that hurts children. Okay, as a human being, you can't. But what does God do? And when I say God, I know that there may be people on this panel who don't believe in God, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Some people believe in another being. Some people don't believe in God at all, whomever your God may be it a Buddha, be it whatever. You know, but in the end, we really don't know what's going to happen. So does it make sense for us to try to get those heaven points? Does it make sense for us to try to, you know, I go to church. I go to Bible study on Wednesday nights. I teach Sunday school. Does that make you a better person? Are you getting brownie points? Hey, Ellie, welcome. You know, are you getting those brownie points just because, you know, do all those things? And yes, Lou, God gave us 10 commandments, but he also knew that we could not, as I said, he also knew there was no way that we could live by them. There was no way, because we are simple human beings and we sin. Hence the reason he sent his son. You know, if you believe in the Bible, if you believe in God, when Jesus was being crucified, he was between someone who murdered someone and someone who was robbing people. In my house, there are many rooms. He forgave that murderer. The man asked, is there a place for me? Jesus said, yes. So while we cannot forgive that murderer or that serial killer or someone that does something against children, God does. If you believe God in the Bible. But again, coming back to, can we make up for it? Can someone who is, Deborah, welcome. For someone who is that serial killer, for someone who is that pedophile, and they are really, really sorry for what they have done. I mean, they are truly sorry. Do they get brownie points? You know, that kid who consistently, you know, goes to the corner store and he snatches a candy bar for the last 6 months. Does he get brownie points if one day he, you know, goes into the store and tells the store owner what he was doing? And he says that he's truly sorry. He won't do it anymore. Does he get brownie points? Hey, Ellie. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Sally. Good morning. And good morning, everyone here.
Hello. Did you want to add anything?
God is like a mother. And she even hugs you after you've done a big mistake. So it should be always helpful. And she will forgive you. There is always a chance.
Okay, so how do you want to say this? Do you get brownie points with a parent? If, like you said, your mom, dad, they always hug you, you know, if you do something wrong, you know, whatever, they forgive you. But are you getting brownie points if the next day you're super good?
I should better say that the relationship between parents and children are like the relationship between the God and their people. If I want to say it in general context. And, even a murderer, his mother still loves her.
Right.
Yeah. So, if you want to generate this context to the God, so there is always chance for us to be forgiven.
Okay. So I'm looking at what Lou said, and he said that, so if as humans we can't follow 10 rules, how would anyone be able to follow laws at all? Okay, so Lou, then I'm going to challenge you, because you're going to tell me that you have followed every single commandment. Every single commandment you have followed. Thou shalt not steal. What did you say the other day? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. How many people do that? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. How many people do that every single day when they curse and they swear? So when you say, if humans, we can't follow 10 rules, how would we expect anyone to follow any laws at all? That's my point. We're human. We sin. We are not perfect. God knew that. And again, that's why he gave us his son. Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer repented, and he was murdered. He was murdered by another human being.
I agree.
Because again, it's like when people want to, I call them the holy rollers. And again, I believe in God. I do. But I also sin. I am a sinner. I did not always honor my father and mother. No kid has gone through their entire life doing that. So again, when we talk about brownie points, okay, and then Lou says, I don't forgive anyone who does anything towards kids. Okay, that's you. But God forgives them. Look at how many people, kill people, and you have people who go to court and they say, after they've murdered one of their loved ones, I forgive you. Me? I'm not that strong. No. You murder a member of my family, I am not going to forgive you. And who knows, maybe God's looking down at people like me or people like you who don't forgive. And we don't get those brownie points because we're not forgiving people. So can we make up for it? Brina said, in the end, when we're gone, God's going to be the final judge. I'm not going to be around judging anybody. You're not going to be around any, judging anybody. That judge and that jury that... you know, convicted someone and the judge sent him away for 25 years, all that's going to be gone. So, I mean, Ellie, do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you want to add something else? Or
I told you already that there is always chance for us to get back to God. But you know, I'm just thinking, how about dictatorships?
Right.
Because, yeah, it's really, you know, complicated because they've played with a much population of people. They were, you know, cruel to that vast population.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so you're right. So you have people like that. So, you know, I don't know. And then Lou says it's actually not hard to be a good person.
I guess I'm not sure, but there is a mother that said, I don't know about your religion, that the God will forgive the bad people. I mean, the people that, you know, that there is no chance for them to get back to the right way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's the true story for the dictatorships.
So do you believe that Okay, let me ask this. And if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Do you believe that there is a God?
A God. You know, I'm not that religious person, but I'm a spiritual person. I believe in energy, you know, something, maybe something like God, but not necessarily, you know, like the God who is defined in the holy books, you know, on the religions. It's just my own opinion.
Okay.
Something like karma, I don't know. The universe, power, something like that.
Okay. All right. So do you believe that in the end, hold on for a second, welcome D and welcome Ace. Do you believe that in the end that the only person who's going to judge is either that energy or that God or whomever?
Yeah, I believe that God's judgment is impeccable. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see. Lou says it's not actually hard to be a good person. And then he says, my parents always forgave my mistakes because they knew they weren't perfect either. You know, yeah. But they also probably did it out of love too, because no one is perfect. We are not perfect. We are not perfect people. And then Lou says, I was a great thief as a kid, not going to lie. Okay, Lou, so I just said, you're saying if we cannot follow 10 rules, but you did not follow one of the rules, thou shalt not steal. Was it that hard? Like I said, God knew that the Ten Commandments was too hard for us to follow because we are human. I'm sorry, Ellie. I cut you off.
No, I'm sorry because I was trying to interrupt you. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just ask you what do you think about God's judgment? Do you think that there is always a punishment for bad people in this world?
I think that if they don't get the punishment here on earth, that they will get it in an afterlife. I do believe in karma, but mm-hmm. I do believe that ultimately, even though I say I do believe they'll get it in the afterlife, I do believe ultimately, for the most part, that before you take your last breath, karma will come back to you and you will be judged for, you know, whatever you did that you think you got away with, if it was yesterday or 30, 40 years ago, you're going to know before you draw your last breath that you didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
There's also a really popular poem here that says, the world is like a mirror, and whatever you're doing in front of the mirror, you know, and how you treat to it, it will show you the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that. I mean, I believe that some people, and you hear people saying this, and at first I was like, oh, come on, that's not true. But when I think about it, and I've thought about it over the years, I do believe that some people can look in a mirror and just see darkness. I think that they look and like they're looking at themselves because they know that they've done some awful things. You know, and then Brina says, I commit sin daily for sure. We all do. We all do. And I don't know how many, Lou says, that's why only a handful will return back to heaven. I don't know who's going to return to heaven. I don't think any of us do. We can assume. We can assume and say, well, that person did this, so they're not going to do this. And that person did this, and they're not going to do this. And, you know, so if you're that person that constantly judge, maybe you won't make it back. You know, like they say, no one likes, say, tattletale. Well, no one likes somebody that consistently judge. You know, so, I mean, how do we know? And then Brina says, people try to play God. And those people, so do you think people who try to play God are the ones that are trying to get those heaven points, trying to get those brownie points that, you know, well, God, I did this and I went down to that school and I told that teacher off and I went over there to that corner and I told those bums that they better stop hanging out. And Lord, I did this today. And then I went and I marched down here and I did this. And I told them that the Lord's going to get them. I mean, are those the people who think they're going to get brownie points because they're supposedly doing the Lord's work? Are those brownie points? Or are brownie and heaven points just simple saying, I'm sorry about something, and you truly are sorry, and you're not a repeat offender, and you don't do it anymore. So, and Lou says, neither of my parents believed in God. My choice was made neither of my parents believed in God. My choice was made by me because the world is going to hell very, very quickly. Okay, you guys are welcome, D. You guys are saying hello to each other. Okay.
I'm sorry, Solid. I'm just a little low energetic. Sorry.
No. That's okay. I'm just going through
really
the comments.
I'm sorry about that, but you know, as I told you before, I really like to join to your show every time.
That's you. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm just going to read some of these comments. See, Lou says the world is being punished on a daily basis. All you have to do is look around. Yeah, it is. And we're all part of the world. And then Shelby says, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, we do. And and Ellie says, this world is bounded with mountains and our behavior is a voice which bounces back to us. I like that. Yes, it is. Everyone judges.
Do you know Rumi?
No, I like that.
Yeah, it's from Rumi. He's a very popular poet here.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
And then Lou says, everyone judges. Yes, everyone does. But do some people go overboard? Do some people go overboard? You know, do we assume that you know, that person who, you know, walked into the store and, you know, they have on torn jeans and a, you know, and a t-shirt, whatever, or a sweatshirt, that they're up to no good just because of the way they look? Do we assume that another person who walks behind them in the store and they're dressed, you know, they're dressed so nice and whatever, that they're not going to do anything, but yet they're the ones who's walking out the store, you know, with half the store? Yes, we all judge, but do some people go overboard? And do some people do it just to try to make themselves seem more important? Seem like that they, you know, are more perfect than the rest of us less perfect people? And A says, yeah, don't throw stones from a glass house. And we all live in glass houses. We all do. And it's not a people's place to judge, but we do judge. But I do believe some people take it to the next level. Like, how is that, you know, Catholic priest going to stand up and preach, you know, give a sermon and tell everybody what they should and should not do? But look at what they're doing. How can that reverend, you know, or that deacon in church, you know, tell you what you should or should not do, but you're sleeping with another deacon's wife? Or vice versa. Do they get brownie points just because you're a priest or a reverend or a minister? I don't think so. Do you get brownie points because you go to confession every week? If you do that, I don't think so. But that's just me. That's just what I think. And Brian says, yeah, people definitely judge. Lou says, we have a judicial system. They are called judges and aren't God. Most don't even believe in God. And that's my point. Whether religion and state are together or not, we're human beings. You know, and do we have, you know, do we, or are we constantly looking for brownie points? Power Girl and Crucible, welcome. You know, are we constantly looking for those brownie points? Let's see. Lou says, most churches worship money. Jesus was against monetary system. And okay, and Shelby says, yes, I believe so. So do I. You know, so again, it's like, can you get brownie points or heaven points if you supposedly live this righteous life? Because I think very few people have lived a righteous life. Very, very few people. You could probably say somebody like Mother Teresa lived a righteous life. I know I don't live one. But in the end, Mother Teresa was still human. You know, so to go back to, you know, what Lou said about if we can't follow, you know, 10 rules, the 10 commandments, how can we expect to follow any other laws? Because we sin. Everyone's not going to follow that law. You are supposed to stop at a stop sign. How many times you see people just blowing through stop signs, or they do those rolling stops? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just saying so many things that we do. I'm sorry, Ellie, go ahead.
That's fine. I interrupted you, sorry. I was just trying to ask you, do you think that the religion was developed to control humans' behavior?
Yes. Yeah, to a certain degree. And I say to a certain degree because, again, I do believe in the Bible, but the Bible was written by man. But I do believe that over time, especially now, I think that we have so many religious groups out there that have just turned, you know, religion into their own personal propaganda to further their causes. And I think that we have, like I said, there's just so many religions out there that one person saying this, the other person saying this, and the other person saying this, and you kind of have to, you know, at the end of the day, you have to choose and do your own, you know, you follow whomever or whatever you think is right. So I hope I answered your question.
No, I mean, you know, I know what you mean. You know, I just mean that, have you ever thought about this, that it could be a human theory, not a God?
Oh, yeah. 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 Because I, you know, and I say yes because sometimes I do struggle with believing in an entity that I cannot see. And that's where, you know, faith comes in. But I do believe that religion was a control factor. Uh-huh. That once again, man found a way to control people, and ultimately it all comes down to power. So it's not so much as the religion as it is the power. At least that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. And the thing I'm curious about is that why these days there is no prophet or, you know, no miracle to show people, you know, some ethical, you know, behavior and, you know, try to invite to do it. That's what I'm, you know, curious about it.
Okay. All right. And Lou says, to you, says, Ellie, yes, pedophiles is a big thing nowadays, but they are all coming to light little by little. Yeah. And so are other things. Other things are coming to light little by little. And some of them bigger by bigger. That doesn't even make any sense. But, you know, I mean, you know, in the end, we're all going to be judged, I think, by God. And that's just me. That's my belief. So what goes on here on earth, there's something else on the other side. Crucible says, if you're keeping your own point system, it's probably a flawed approach. Ace says, reminds me of the show The Good Place, where they played on the concept of points to get into heaven. Man's law has no value to God's law, Lou says. And it says in the Bible, the church would crash too for unmoral actions. And the church is crashing. Many churches are crashing. And Juju says, I think power and money. It is. I mean, you know, when you look at the church and everything, it all comes down to power and money. Look at how rich the Catholic Church is. Look at how rich some of these ministers are. You know, you're flying around in a private jet, but the people who come to your church every day giving their little $5 and $10 or $1 and $1 quarter, whatever, they're barely able to make ends meet. I mean, there are some churches who have people sit according to what they give to the church. So how does that make the person feel that's sitting in the back or in the balcony, that they're not as important as the person who's sitting in the front row just because you give $1,000 a week or $10,000 or you pay for the roof? I mean, are those brownie points? Are those heaven points? Look, God, I'm putting, you know, $10,000 into the offering plate. I'm sure to get a seat at your table. God may surprise you. You may not get a seat at the table. It could be the person that's sitting way in the back and could only give that quarter. And that quarter was a lot. Let's see. Ellie says, you know, me and most of my friends are not religious. I get it. Free will is a choice God gave us. Yes, we all have free will. Ellie, you did not put me Ellie, you did not put me in a difficult situation. Not at all. You know, on this show, no one ever puts me in a difficult situation. Like I said, people have their opinions. They push back. I push back on them, blah, blah, blah. After the show is done, it is over with, and I'm off to doing whatever I'm going to do. So you did. No worries. You are fine. Lou says you can still be a good person and have a good heart without believing. Yes. I mean, I don't think that, you know, again, I don't think that just because you believe in God, you know, that you are a good person, because like I said, there are a lot of people who say they believe in God and they're awful people. It's like, okay. Like I said, you show up to church on Sunday, you know, every Sunday, but what are you doing Monday through Saturday? And Ellie says, I'm afraid of some religious people, not all of them, because they can do anything and convince themselves that it was for God. Absolutely, God. I'm absolutely God. I'm sorry, Ellie.
That's fine.
Absolutely, Ellie. I mean, yes, you have those people. I mean, those are called the crazy ones. Those are the ones that said, God told me to do it. You know, you're right. And it's getting to the, you are absolutely right. Yeah. You know, they convinced themselves that it was for God. I mean, and that's scary. That is scary. Those people are the scary ones.
Yeah, you know, and then the culprit for other people who hate religion.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays you just have so much. You have so much that is, you know, that is going on. And Lou says, I'm not afraid of anyone. Fear is a factor in my life. Oh, okay. But I can tell you one thing. It's getting, you know, more and more like, well, do you want to go to the supermarket today? What, and if you go, what time do you want to go? Are the crazy people going to be out? Am I going to make it back home? You know, so I don't know. It's you know, as I said, can we make up for when we Christ-like? But a lot of us are not Christ-like every single day. And there are people that try. But everyone, you know, I'm not saying that we, you know, that everyone goes out there and they kill somebody or, you know, whatever, but I'm just saying that for man, murder is bigger than somebody swiping a candy bar at the 7-Eleven. But according to the Bible, all sin is the same. So at the end of the day, do we get brownie points? And Ellie, even though, you know, you don't believe in God, let's see, Lou says, be nice and stay humble. Okay, and Ellie, even though you don't believe in God, do you believe that we go through life collecting brownie points? Do you believe that? Sort of? Kind of?
You mean that we are doing the good things to get advantage?
Well, yeah. Do you believe that if you live your life a certain way or you do certain deeds, that at the end of your life, no matter who you believe in or what God you believe in, do you think that it's possible to have those extra brownie points to possibly, you know, when you finally close your eyes and take your last breath, that whatever is on the other side is going to be a lot nicer than the people who don't have as many points? I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, I don't expect any brownies, to be honest. It's just because I can be a bad person. And I've tried it before because, you know, being a nice person these days really hurts because people will find you as a vulnerable person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking that if if one day I'm going to die, I just want to die without feeling of, you know, guilty. That's it.
But wouldn't that guilt be over something that you did that you feel guilty about? Meaning when you were 10, you, mm-hmm. like I said, you killed the neighbor's dog and the neighbor never knew why, you know, that type of guilt. Because to me, the only way you're going to die and feel guilty is if you did something that you never repented for, or that you never, you know, told someone that you did this or whatever. You know, because again, we all, I don't care what anybody says, I'm sorry. This is something that I believe, and you all can push back on me, whatever. I think we all have skeletons in that closet. We all do. Hence one reason why we can't follow the Ten Commandments. We've broken them. We've broken at least one. You know, so I don't believe that you're going to get brownie points. I believe that there are people out there that are really nice people. I mean, I know some people who are just really nice people. I know some people that are not so nice. I know some people that are just downright evil. And I mean evil. It just drips off of them. They are, you don't even want to be around them. And there are people out there that are like that. But I don't believe that the really nice people have accumulated all these brownie points just because they're really nice. And I think, again, I think that when we take that last breath, I don't know what's on the other side. I have no clue. And Lou says, I'm sure good deeds don't go unnoticed by God, but that's my opinion. I can't prove it. I mean, I think that nothing goes unnoticed by God. He sees everything. And I believe that he knows how we're going to die. Whether we're going to go peaceful into that good night and just close our eyes and that's it. Or are we going to have a violent death?
So do you believe that we can change our destiny, like the way you're going to die or even the year?
I think we can try, but I don't think that we're going to be able to. I mean, point is, the only way that we can change our destiny how we're going to die is if we commit suicide. I think that's the only way that I think that's the only way that we are going to have our own destiny or be able to control how our life ends. Because, I mean, we don't know. We don't know we're going to live, you know, from here to the next day. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I don't know. I hope I do, but I may not. And I don't know if, you know, you walk out of the house, like we were talking last week, if you're going to come back. I don't know. So, Ellie, I think the only way that people can change their destiny in terms of life and death is if they kill themselves. Now, are you talking about destiny in terms of just how our life goes, or?
No, I mean, in general, do you believe in something like coercion in your life? By a system or, you know, the nature or the God? But something coercion, you know, that you can't change it.
I think that we can try. I think that if you're living a certain way, and how do I want to say this? I'm trying to say it makes sense. I believe that if you are living a certain way, okay, for instance, if you're homeless, mm-hmm. I've never been homeless. I do not know what it is like. I cannot, you know, say what, you know, but I do think that if you're living on the street and you check yourself into a shelter, I think you're changing your destiny because you made a choice to go from something that was less to something that's a little bit more. Does that make sense? So I think that I think we can try to change our destinies. We can, you know, quit that job and go and get another job that pays more because we're trying to pay for a house or we're trying to, you know, pay off bills or something. I think we can try. But what happens if, you know, the job that you left and you joined this other job, what happens if that job, for whatever reason, they go out of business or they're not making enough money, so they have to cut back and you're out of a job? So I think we can try to change our destiny. But there's no guarantee. So does that make sense? Did I answer your question? Sort of, kind of.
Sorry, I'm always asking you difficult questions.
No, I mean that's fine because it makes me think. So, you know, And then Juju says, let's see, I had a best friend, so I thought she's a Pentecostal minister who, after 40 years, dropped our friendship over politics. I respected her religion, but never attended her church. Okay. And D says, where does repentance fit into the brownie point question? Well, D, before you came on, when we were talking about the heaven points and the brownie points, it was like, well, do people do things to get brownie points? Or, you know, if they kill someone, if you repent, is that something like a heaven point? Is that a brownie point because you repented for what you did? So that is where that fits in. D, you know, Shiley and I were talking about this the other day about me living to be 100. I hope so, you know, so, you know, but then again, there's no guarantee, because I do believe that everybody's name is in God's book. And it says your birth date and your death day. So I'm hoping mine, I do wake up tomorrow. Oh, okay. And then Ellie said, yes, because this is a Greek belief. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, guys, life is short. Life is short. And when we look back at our lives, do we look at any brownie points that we could have racked up to get those heaven points? Do we look back and say, well, I did this and I did that. I was a Boy Scout. I was a Girl Scout. I helped that little old lady across the street. I helped somebody carry, you know, their bag up, you know, 20 flights of stairs. I gave my seat up on the bus. I opened the door for someone. I mean, do we look back at our lives? I mean, we would look back at our lives right now. If everyone were to look back at their lives, do you have a guarantee that those brownie points or those heaven points are going to get you into heaven? Because, you know, that serial killer did repent. Is that, are those, does he get brownie points? So, and yes, life is very, very short. And Ellie says short and tough. It is. It is. And Lou says, as a child of God, we are generally supposed to be nice, but unfortunately we are still human. We are still human, and humans are not always nice people. We are not. I know I'm not. You know, so, and anyone who says, I mean, you know, I don't know. No one knows what is on the other side, but I do not believe that we can make up for not being Christ-like. We can make it up possibly to humans, but like I said, in the end, whatever you believe, when you draw that last breath, who knows what's waiting for us on the other side? Could be fire and brimstone. It could be angels and doves and singing and laughter, or whatever. And, you know, a nice breeze. Or it could be nothing. I don't know. So Ellie, we're coming up to an hour, and do you have, and Lou says, hopefully it is better than this place. Ellie, do you have any last words?
Last words. I've just heard about this funeral exercise. I don't know. You might have heard of it. Do you know what is it?
A funeral that does what?
Funeral exercise.
Funeral exercise?
Yeah. Funeral exercise. It's just like that. Imagine that you are in a church, in a funeral, and as you walk through, you will see your body in a casket. It's you. Okay? And now, consider that. What would you like that other people to be said about you?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a really great exercise.
Well, wait. So you're actually sitting at your supposed funeral.
Listen. Yeah.
Wow. I don't. Wow.
Yeah. And
who, wow.
And who, you know, what kind of people would you like to be there that time? You know, family, friends, you know, maybe your colleagues. And it's a really good exercise, and it will change your life as you think about it.
That's interesting to say the least. Let's see. Juju says mock funeral. Brian says I like that. I've seen that in shows before. Minnesota says that's scary, and Brian says I don't want any of my coworkers there. You know, oh my goodness, wow.
And, sorry, guys, if I scared you. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's just, again, it's just giving me something to think about. I mean, what happens if you go to your funeral? You're attending. Now, do people know that you're there? Like, do people know that you're, like, in the room or you're able to listen? Like, do they know that you're there when they're saying whatever?
Might be, you know, you can just listen to what they are talking about you, you know, like he was a
but,
nice
but are
person.
They but are they really going to tell the truth if they know that you're there? I mean,
yes.
Like, I do you tell think the that truth. They do you think that they would tell the truth?
Yeah, especially your friends and family, because they missed you, you know.
But okay, the reason why I say do you think they're going to tell the truth is, and that's why I ask if you're there, because if you're in a room mm-hmm. with someone that's talking about you, mm-hmm. everyone's not going to say what they really want to say. But if they know that you're not there, they will tend to say what they want to say. So to me, the only way that would really work is if, yes, you're, you know, you're coming, the funeral's not real, Solid's not there, Ellie's not there, but you can come in and say what you would say if they were really gone. I think the only way that you're going to get the truth out of people, I don't care if it's family, friends, whatever, is if you are not there.
You know, not necessarily, you know, they would, you know, bring up their real thoughts on their tongue, maybe in their minds, you know, in their brains. What would, you know, what would you like to remind yourself or them, you know? Like, he was an energetic guy, he was nice, he was kind.
Okay, so what would you say if someone said, you know, they were an asshole, they were not a nice person, they were this, they were that. Don't you think that has the potential to cause waves? Is everyone going to say something nice about you? And Dee says people don't say bad things at funerals. Yes, they do, Dee.
Maybe
in
your brain.
Yes, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And Lou says, that's not true. I've seen some stuff.
You can hear it because you're dead. You're living in another world and you can, you know, hear everything.
But you said it's a mock funeral, though. If it's a mock funeral, then people, I mean, this is what I'm saying. So what if somebody, you know, did, you know, say something that you didn't like? you know, when you see them at work the next day, or you see them at the next, you know, family dinner or something, are you pissed off?
No. Because I try to, you know, accept that, you know, criticism. You know, I just like to be open-minded to people's opinion.
I understand the exercise, but and Lou says, Ellie, that seems more of a test of what people really think of you. I mean,
no, I mean that it's just imagine, you know, imagine that you are in your, you know, funeral. Not really, you know.
Okay.
Not a real
funeral.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's like a meditation. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And Dee says, I haven't seen people say bad things at funerals. I guess I haven't lived long enough. Dee, I have seen some things at funerals where it's like you are shaking your head. And I'm talking about it. I've been to Jewish funerals. I've been to funerals of people just from different races and ages. And I have seen people will show out. People will show out. I have seen some stuff where, you know, literally you go back and you say to yourself, you can't write this stuff. This, you know, this could have been a sitcom. You know, so. Lou says, I've seen fights break out and people get stabbed. Now, I have seen fights break out. I haven't seen anyone get stabbed, but I have heard of people getting stabbed. You know, so, I mean, anyway, funerals, that I do have a show coming up on that. So we're going to talk some more about that. So Ellie, once more, do you have a last word?
No, that's it. That's what I'm thinking about it. Because you can't lose my life.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, that's it. Everyone, enjoy, you know, your day and go out and get those brownie points, those heaven points, and repent for anything that you did that you shouldn't have done. anything that you might do. You know, hey Lou, thank you for the gift. Anything that you're thinking about doing. Oh boy. Let's see. Great shows. I like shows like this a lot. Thanks, Lou. And let me read what Juju says before I start playing my music. My father and his five buddies playing a joke on the undertaker who owned the funeral parlor. My father was laying in the casket and the guys were making off my father, like my father passed. And the undertaker said a lot of nice things about my father. And then my father sat up and they all busted out laughing. See, Juju, I don't even want to, if you gave me a dare and said, you know, I'll give you some money to lay in this casket, I cannot do it. Nope. So anyway, guys, I'm going to take you guys out with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire fantasy. So here we go. And Ellie, thanks for coming up on the panel. Much appreciated. Well, everyone, that's it. Thank you so much for coming. Enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.